Our scripture this morning is from the 10th chapter of Luke. Now as they went on their way, he entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks. So she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. It's always a fun one to preach. So I can guarantee most of the guys are just kind of hum-da-hum-da-hum right now. Most of the girls, their teeth are on edge. Because in truth, in our society, in our culture, we tend to rely on our women to make sure everything runs okay, to make sure people are fed and clothed and such. And it's a lot of women in this room who are hardwired to be the ones to worry and keep track. They're hardwired to be the ones that, hover, maybe would be a good word. How many of you are hoverers? Could you raise your hand? How many of you won't admit you're hoverers if you'd raise your hand? Okay, that's right. Okay. There's a lot in this reading. First of all, there's good for nothing lay about Mary. Doesn't do a darn thing to help her sister. They got a house full of people. One of them's the Messiah. It's pretty important that they have a decent meal, right? Now, especially if you consider that hospitality was not just a gift in those days. It was expected. If you had people in your home in the ancient Near East, you were expected to care for their needs. It was your duty to take care of people. And that's what Martha was trying to do. She was trying to make sure that all these sweaty, dusty, hungry guys that had been traipsing all around Palestine, that they would have a decent meal, wine to drink. And so she was about the task of bringing them comfort and making sure that everyone got what they needed. You know, elsewhere, Jesus criticizes a man for not providing him anything when a woman bathes his feet with her tears. And here, Jesus appears to criticize a woman for taking care of his basic physical needs. Well, what gives with that? I don't know. See you later. No. Jesus does not say that what Martha is doing is worthless. That is our modern look into that scripture. That is us taking today's mores and principle, and sinking them into this reading. When he says that Mary has chosen the better path, the better thing, in terms of rank, Mary's acting like a man. She's sitting at the rabbi's feet. Yeah, at a time when you don't act like a man. You don't sit at the rabbi's feet. That's for the men. And Jesus says, this will not be taken from her. That's a pretty big deal. The rabbi, the Messiah, the Son of God, is saying, she can act like a man. And later on, Paul would say, among other things that are in Paul's writings, Paul would say that in Jesus there is no more male or female. But everyone is on equal footing. That's the idea of what Jesus says. You can't criticize your sister, Jesus says to Martha, for acting above her station. Because I tell you, it's not above her station to listen to me, to ask me questions, to interact with me. And over again in Jesus' ministry, we see this. We see where he will pay a woman the same respect that he would pay a man. That doesn't sound all that big a deal today, but it sure was back then when women were basically property. So let's back off of what he says to Mary is criticism of Martha. And let's look just at Martha then. What is it about poor Martha, who is one of Jesus' best friends, who would later be one of the first to call him the Messiah? What is it about Martha that he corrects her? Well, I'm not really sure, but here's my best go at it. And feel free to chime in. It seems to me, in my own life, I'm often robbed of the joy of work when I do that work with a simmering resentment in my heart. You know, I can go out and weed the garden and enjoy the fact that I'm providing for my family and the garden's going to look better when I'm done. Or with every weed I could pull, I could think of the younger backs, my children, who are not pulling the weeds in the garden. Which way will I enjoy the task more? Which way will I be closer to God in what I'm doing? Obviously, the first way. Obviously, the first way. I can drive my car in such a way that I am irritated at every other driver on the road and get to my destination rattled and loaded for bear. Or I could drive my car and use that opportunity of slowing down because of some moron in front of me as extra time for reflection, to slow down and get to my destination with a sense of peace. It comes down to two Latin terms. Actually, it would come down to Greek first because it was written in Greek first. The Greek word used for distraction actually has a sense of being pulled apart, almost drawn and quartered in multiple directions. And in Latin, which I'm very weak in, attractionem and distractus. I like that, distractus. The Latin for attraction actually is absorption, pulling in. And distraction, that is a pulling away. The medical term, the pulling in to the body, like a medical term, pulling into the body, think of that. Attraction. Jesus is there in Martha's house with Martha, Mary, and all these men, and he is pulling them into the body. He is pulling them all into the body of Christ. Now, there are probably people helping Martha, maybe a servant or two perhaps, and Jesus isn't criticizing them. We don't know for sure. It is possible to be at church and be down in the kitchen cooking things. It's possible to be in church and be down in the kitchen cooking things and be very close to God. And it is possible to use that time to be absorbed into the body. And Judy Ann does a really good job of that. She cooked for a wedding yesterday, and she's cooking for a funeral of my dear friend today. And it's a beautiful thing. And Judy Ann's probably listening, is going to kill me after this is over. But in doing that, the way Judy Ann does these things, as busy as she gets, as hard as she can drive, all the lists she makes, everything she's got to keep track of, as crazy as she can go, her heart is in serving her God by feeding people. She's not distracted. She is attracted closer to the body of Christ in what she's doing. Martha was frazzled and no doubt tired, and seeing what an important moment this was, that the Messiah was in her house. You really can't blame her for looking for help to meet people's needs, can you? I can't blame her for it. I don't think you can either. So she's distracted and being pulled in a million directions. And Jesus doesn't just say her name once, but twice. He says, Martha, Martha. You know when you do that with your kids or your dog? You know, the first time is just to perk the ears up. The second time is eyeball to eyeball. And that's what Jesus does to Martha in love. Martha, Martha. Now, there are times in my life when I'm driven to distraction and someone becomes Christ to me, and they're like, usually it's Teresa. It's like, Corey, over here. Look here. Calm, calm. And that's what Jesus is doing for Martha. He's saying, whoa, slow down, calm, calm. First of all, he tells her, don't try to pull Mary away from the place where she feels called to be. Don't try to pull another away from the way they view Christ and serve Christ. And second, there's need of only one thing. Now, he didn't tell her, come and sit down. But he did tell her, slow down. Slow down. Don't be pulled in all those directions, even at your tasks. But the direction you want should pull you further into the body of Christ. The direction you want, the serving you are doing, should bring joy to your heart, not bitterness. Attraction and distraction. We make that choice with every activity, every day of our lives. Are we going to sink in our resentments and lose joy in life? It's not what God built us for. Or are we going to let go of our resentments and celebrate the moment, that next breath we take, that next task we take on, the next ache in our muscles that tell us we are alive and still working toward the kingdom? Attraction or distraction? The choice is yours. The choice is mine. Amen.